Well, this hour, we're going to take your phone calls with Nikki Allen. If you happen to want a reading about yourself, we'll need your age, your name, obviously, we get that. And then you ask her a specific question, and then she'll take it away. We've still got some things to talk with her about. Her book is called Me, M-E, with periods there. That has to do with the condition she's gone through. Me, Myself, and I. And we'll be back with your calls and some more questions on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back. George Norrie back with you, along with Nikki Allen. Her website is linked up at coasttocoastam.com. Her book, Me, Myself, and I, Diary of a Psychic. Nikki, which do you prefer, being the medium, being a psychic, or being an angel communicator, or all of the above?
Oh, all of the above, darling. You know, I remember when I first started doing classes, you know, I thought I'd better go and learn a bit, because I obviously had this natural ability and I needed to hone it. And we had to do this psychic lesson where I had to blend with the person in front of me. I could not do it. All I could do was see the people that passed over. I ended up really embarrassing myself and crying because I got so frustrated. And it wasn't until that night that I sat there and went, I'm not being funny, guys. I need to see people's bodies as well and their souls and connect with those, because psychic means that you're connecting the energy in front of you, you know, past, present, future, health conditions of the soul in front of you. A medium is when you become a facilitator between another energy, which could be a spirit person, and the person in front of you. And then this guy turns up called Catherine, who I've never met before, and she basically says, I now give you the art of prophecy and to connect with souls. And she had these skull, she had these bones in her hand. She blew them and turned into dust. Following day, I could see everything connected with the person, their life, them, you know, their health conditions, their businesses, their family, anything that was going on around them. And so I love that, because some people just want to know about their lives. They don't want spirit communication. Others do. And so it's lovely to bring spirit people through to them, to give them closure, to give them comfort, and to, you know, to know they're not on their own anymore. Obviously, it never replaces the physical loss. It never will. However, if we can have some faith connection going on, that we know they're with us, we know that they laugh at the sky with us, that's perfect. And then to have the angel realms come in. You know, I didn't read about, I don't ever read about anything. It's always brought to me, and then I get it validated, and then I share it. So when you know, even when I was poorly, this angel came to, I'm Raquel Welsh, I've never heard of you, love. I was so rude to them. And I said, I've never heard of you. And he goes, well, I'm here to deal with your money situation, to bring balance to your material side of your life. I'm like, whatever. Long story short, within a day, I got clear of £65,000 worth of debt, because he pushed and pushed and pushed me. And when I Googled the name Raguel, it was an archangel of balance, harmony, pushing out court problems. I couldn't believe it. And so it wasn't that I knew them and studied them or read books about them. I just literally learnt my angels as they came to me. Never heard of half of them. Archangel Ariel, I'm thinking, over here, that's a washing powder for your laundry.
Nikki, where do the patron saints come into all of this?
To be quite honest, I really don't have a lot of knowledge. You know, I only share what's brought to me from the spirit world, from heaven, or whatever,
sure,
whatever dimension they come from. So the patron saints to me, I really don't know. I'm going to be honest. But obviously, a lot of them have been incorporated through various religions and things like that. But again, I feel that they are part of the angel hierarchy. But on the messenger side, there's all different tiers of angel hierarchy. So you've got like the archangels at the top, and then you've got the cherubim, and they all have various jobs. And I would think that the saints are, again, another order of angels that are here as an image for faith, an image. You know, it's like, for instance, there's a patron saint of, oh my God, of travel, but that is actually Archangel Raphael. He's the archangel of travel, as well as healing. And, you know, if you've got someone away in the army and they're away from you, you want to wish them safety and a safe journey, you invoke Raphael. But then there's also a patron saint. So it's a very interesting question, actually, because I've never actually looked into where saints come with all of this, because they've never shown me it, to be honest with you. I can only share what they've brought me and what my path is to share to other people and to teach them and to acknowledge with them. You know, even my guide, when he came to me, I was a typical detective and said, well, I don't believe you. You say I'm from 1452, from Trastevere, Rome, and Pope Nicholas V looked after me. And I promptly got a ticket to Rome. And I went to Rome, And I went to the church he said we were at, and it existed. I found a bust of him. I went and found Pope Nicholas V's crypt in the Vatican, and he presided over the Diocese of Trastevere when I was there as a nun in 1452. And so everything I've been shown and told existed. So I know that we have previous lives. I know that we have saints, angels, guardian angels, whatever you like, looking out for us. And I now know that guides are valid spirit people that have chosen to look out for us. So whether we believe in them or not, or aware of them or not, it doesn't matter. They are the ones... Excuse me, I did get a weak voice with my... This is such a pain, isn't it? Part of my condition, I get a weak voice. And, you know, but they will nudge you. And you think, wow, if I hadn't made that decision, I wouldn't have got that new job. Or if I hadn't done that, I wouldn't have met the love of my life. So they do gently guide us. They know our life plan. And what happens is they share part of that life plan. That's how we can tell the future, you see. Because there are landmarks. You make a life plan before you come down. They've taken that and shown me all this. And you adhere to kind of like a soul contract. And so if you veer off it a bit, which I was, because I was going wrong with all the demons I had and all the rest of it, I thought, right, we're going to need to bang us straight back into this present time. I was with the wrong partner. I was in abusive relationships all the time. And so they thought, right, we need to really strip her bare and bring her back to who we need her to be. And so they did. They practically turned me into Snow White. I'm surprised I don't have birds doing my washing for me. You know, I've completely used to drink like a fish in the police, and now I don't drink. You know, and I have a dairy-free and gluten-free diet and all sorts of things that they taught me to do to be the best I could be.
They say, so, Nikki, if you buy a St. Joseph figurine, a little figurine, and bury him upside down in the front of your house when you're trying to sell it, it will sell faster.
Really?
Strange things.
It is, you know, well, if that's someone's belief system, so they can set the intent out that the house will be sold, that's brilliant. Personally, what I would do, which I've done before, is I invoke Archangel Raphael, which is, she came for me years ago, and again, I'd never heard of her, and she said, I can manifest things that you wish. I'm like, thank you very much. And so the reason they showed me cosmic ordering and intention by me drawing a house in the Caribbean that I dreamt of going to. I really, because I scuba dived, and they said, right, go on, draw something that you want to be in. 2 years later, I found myself in that house, and I showed the owner my drawing from 2 years ago, even down to where the television sat. You know, the key outside with the boat on it and the lagoon, everything was exactly how I'd asked the universe I wanted to. I even ordered this house. And so I would use Raphael, and I would invoke her and say, right, I need to get this house sold. Thank you for selling it. So I confirm what I want. I don't ask or hope. I say, thank you for selling this house, and it happens. And so whatever system you use, that you send the intention out to the universe. Juliana, my guide, put it down to a perfect analogy. He said, if you get in the back of a cab and the cab driver says to you, where do you want to go? And you go, and you don't answer him, he can't take you to your destination, can he? So if you say, this is where I want to be, this is where I want you to take me, he goes, well, okay, and he'll take you. So he said, it's that easy. If you communicate what you need and what you want and send it out to the universe and know it will happen, it will. And I was very skeptical to begin with, but my goodness, it works.
We're ready to take some calls. You ready?
Oh, fantastic.
Okay, we're going to start. We're going to go west of the Rockies. I'm going to give you their name and age, and they'll ask you their question, okay?
Yep, so okay, darling.
We're going to Stephanie in Gold Bar, Washington. She's 34 years old. Stephanie, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Good to have you with us.
Hello. Good to be with you guys.
So ask Nikki a question.
So I'm kind of just, it's so crazy that I made it on here because I've been like reaching out, like praying, asking for some kind of interference. And I actually got a call from Karen, the other psychic that was on here.
Mm-hmm.
I had an appointment booked 2 years out, and she called and made an appointment with me for next week. And then I got in today with you guys. I'm like, whoa.
Hey, darling. My
so going through like a rough, like, you know, I'm out of work because of COVID and stuff, and I've been dealing with some health problems, which I'm not really sure what they are. And I'm just kind of, I want to be like, I'm trying to get into like the spiritual, like into some kind of like work of my own, you know, because I too am really psychic and I feel like I have healing
Steph, I've got your answers already, darling. But
oh,
okay. First thing I saw, as soon as I heard your name, I saw study, okay? I saw that you need to look at self-development. What's happened is in the past is that I think you've been a people pleaser, and I think you've basically, you get fatigued, don't you? And I feel like you're getting various symptoms that are coming up, and I feel like it's because you've given so much to other people. You're an empath. Look up empath, or look it up on my YouTube video about empaths, okay? You've given a lot to everybody. This is your time now. The reason why you lost the job is meant to happen, because it's now going to change your path. I feel like you're a brilliant healer. I know that you can heal people, and you're a brilliant communicator. If you haven't done any work that helps people or communicates with people, I'd be really surprised, you know, because you're like the ultimate nurse or counsellor. You really are. And so you know how to be empathic with people. You know what to say in the right terms, not to people, please. So you're excellent at that. I would say start taking exciting paths, meditation. Perhaps, you know, I don't know if there's online Reiki courses out there or online development courses that you can do. I'm certainly starting some in the new year for you to develop your abilities, because I feel like initially it's going to be on a healing thing. You're very good with crystals as well. Very good with crystals. And the reason why you've managed to get in twice is because it's almost like the spirit world is saying, we want you working. And so that's why they've enabled this and you're the first person in. You've got to allow yourself to pull back from people pleasing though, okay? This is your time to start doing what you want for the first time in your life. I feel tired with you. I feel headachy. I feel that there may be problems with your digestion. I don't know if that's right or not, but I just feel like you're not in the right space, and so there's a lot of stress-related issues going on there, because you're worried about where the next dollar's going to come. You're worried about what's going to be happening in the future. Let it go. Know you're going to be looked after, and start this development route of you looking into healing, crystal practices, perhaps get some angel cards and start having a look at those, because you get, like, dreams where you know things are going to happen. You're getting communication, so you need to encourage that, because then you'll be guided in the right direction. You may have to do another material job just to cover the material requirements of life, but I'm telling you, you'll end up being someone that people will go to asking for guidance, asking for help, asking for healing, okay?
All right. Thank you, Steph.
And I feel, does that make sense,
That's
darling?
Good. That's good, Nikki. And we're going to hold you to about 2 minutes a person, okay? Because so many are calling in. Well, now, where do people get your book, Me, Myself, and I?
It's available on Amazon, Amazon.com, you guys over there. So you can order from there. There's Kindle and paperback version, Barnes & Noble, and obviously at John Hunt Publishing, which is obviously my publisher. So, yeah, just zoom over to Amazon. Please don't forget to leave a review, but only if it's a good one. I'm joking. And you can order it straight from there. I think the delivery levels, it did sell out twice, but I think they're all back with their stocks again now. So hopefully you can get it before Christmas and read it during holiday.
All right. Yay. Next up, we're going to Roswell, New Mexico. Interesting city. David is with us. He's 32 years old. Hi, David. Welcome.
Hey, George. Hey, Nikki.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, David, darling.
Great. Go ahead with your question, Davey.
Okay. On my birthday on November 30th, my girlfriend's mother passed away, and everything. You know, the doctors don't know how she passed away, or anything like that. You know, we're thinking she might have died of a heart attack, but like she has no father now, and she just lost her mother, and she's just so devastated, you know. And I'll just like wanting to know if I could read that.
Well, put your medium hat on, Nikki. See what you can find out.
I'm putting my medium hat on. So, did you say your girlfriend's mother's passed?
Yes.
Yeah. And I don't know how.
No, they don't know how. I mean, she's always been like in and out of the hospital, and she lost like over 100 pounds.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
about to say that, because she was quite a cuddly lady. We call them cuddly ladies over here. She was a nicely built lady. Now, I don't know if Brenda, or a B initial makes sense. It's hard to do this now because I'm obviously on the spot, but there's a B initial. Now, she also had problems with blood sugar levels as well and blood pressure. Did you know that? And also circulation. There's lots of blood problems going on. She also would have talked about being dizzy and not feeling right in herself, okay? And I feel also that she, there were at least four visits that she kept going in, and they kept doing tests and couldn't find anything. But she was insisting something wasn't right. She's also a very courageous lady and would like to be someone that moaned a lot, you know? And there's, like, Dorothy. There's Dorothy Doreen. There's a name like that that also connects around her. She would have had problems with her legs as well. So do you know what I feel this is? Is that I feel that they've missed this out, is that there would have been clots. There would have been clots. I keep feeling that her legs were heavy. The weight kept going down because there's a blood sugar issue, an insulin issue as well. I saw that. I don't know if that runs in the family or not, but it feels like there was a clot that went into one of the major valves. It could have even been the aorta, and that's what created the heart attack. I think there was a mini one about 3 days before, and I don't know if it's Tuesday she passed, but I keep seeing the name Tuesday, and for some reason there is a really important anniversary. Apart from Christmas, there's an important anniversary that should be a birthday or should connect around her daughter. Very proud of her daughter. She's coming quickly.
Very good.
And she should take that new direction. There's either a new job coming up or there's a move, but there seems to be a direction that you're going to have to make a decision around March and April. I say go for it. It's going to take you few and far between. Very lucky to have you, David. You're a really lovely, solid rock star, and her mum's really pleased that she's got you. And you really should get married. Sorry.
There you go. Now you're a matchmaker, too. Thanks, David. Appreciate you being on the program. Hope that all works out for you. Next up, let's get at least one more in before the break. We're going to Bedford, Indiana. Kathy's with us, 59 years old. Hi, Kathy.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hi, Kathy.
Hello.
Good to have you with us. Kathy. Go ahead. You have a question?
Yes. I'm just wondering what you see in the next year or two for me.
That's okay, darling.
Just a general question there, Nikki.
Yeah.
Yeah, no problem. Kathy, the one thing I need to say to you is that you've got to start raising the bar on what you deserve, okay? It feels to me that you've had very much a similar background to me where, you know, things, you haven't got the best out of things and that you've just settled for second best. So the first thing I want to say to you is that I need you to start opening your energy to say, I deserve this, I'm cool, I love myself. That's going to send out a lot more inspiration to the world, and it's going to send out an intention of you getting what you want. I need you to think about socially getting yourself out. I feel you're isolating a bit, so I would love for you to make friends or go on an online forum or find an interest that gets you out, because I feel you're spending too much time indoors. I know because of the coronavirus it's a problem, but I still feel that I need you to reach out, perhaps volunteer in a place when you're allowed out to do what we want to do. I also feel as well that you need to think about doing travel, you know, take yourself off or to find friends to go away with. I just get this, I don't know if your dad's passed over, darling, but I get this real sense of wanting to protect you, but get you out there again. It's almost like you're too scared to get yourself out there. I do feel once you get this confidence and you start realizing that you can change your life, we then get you out of where you're at. Wherever you're staying, I don't know if you're in an apartment or somewhere that isn't really you, but I feel like if we start pushing ourselves forward, we can get to that place that's got the really lovely backyard and it's got more nature, or there's water nearby because you love water. I also feel as well that you may then find that perfect friend that you've been looking for. You know, I don't know if this is on an intimate level or not, but it really is about you getting out there, spreading your wings and start doing things that you really do deserve, okay? You read a lot anyway. I hope you buy my book, but you read a lot, and I just feel like I want you to do things and process things with other people, all right? You've got to get your trust back in people, because once you send out this love connection with yourself, you'll embrace people that will be honest and truthful with you, because I think you've been once bitten, twice shy.
All right, we're going to take a break here, Nikki. We'll take a break and come back with more in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. We're going to come back in a moment with Nikki Allen and take final phone calls. She's doing readings for you, of course, on our next Coast to Coast program tomorrow night. Jonathan Emore joins us to talk about the FDA and all these things they're doing to us, so make sure you're part of the program. Then David Cereda joins us with some updates on some UFO stories, so I'm looking forward to that. And welcome back, our final segment with Nikki Allen, the psychic, the medium, and the angel communicator. We're going to get to your calls as well. There's continuing the lineup. Her book is called Me, Myself, and I, available at Amazon.com. Is this your first book, Nikki?
Yes, it is. I have written a couple. I've got a second one coming out soon, You Won't Leave Me, which is a guide to bereavement on a spiritual and a human basis.
But yes, it was the first one. I never expected, because I was out of the loop for so long, because I was so poorly. I'd obviously lost a high following, and I'd lost all my contracts, magazines, everything had gone. And I thought, there's no way on this earth I'm going to be able to become an author and sell this book. And then, miraculously, the angel round the following day, as you're reading the book, I had a random email from an editor from a magazine saying, would you like to do a column? And I'm like, don't get magazine columns unless you've got a high profile and you're out there working it. And then I got a second column in another magazine, a well-known
magazine.
That's
great. So it's growing for you. That's great.
Yeah, and it just, and so they're like, look, we've got you your magazine column, stop moaning, get the book finished and get it out there. And within a week I got a deal. I couldn't believe it. And so it's obviously meant to be. And I just desperately, the feedback has been phenomenal, that so many people, because it's so raw and so honest. And, you know, it's not only the chronic illness sufferers that can relate to it. It's the fact that, you know, it gives a fundamental message. We are not alone. It doesn't matter what your creed, colour, religion is. You are not alone. You are looked after. If you just literally reach out and ask for that help and surrender, it will come to you. And it's also about, you know, letting go of your past, accepting what you have and moving forward. As I say, you know, obviously my condition has improved massively because my spirit grandma said, get this medication, and I'm on this medication, and it's fabulous, and I can now walk and do whatever I want. But I obviously still have, you know, days where I'm quite tired. But the fact is, mentally, I'm in the best place I've ever been
good
in my life.
Good for you. Good for you.
And that's through what they taught me.
Let us go to final calls for you. Let us go next to Candy in Clarkson, Michigan. She's 61 years old. Candy, welcome to the show. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm honored to be on your show. And, George, you are truly a blessing.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, bless.
My question is, if you don't mind, I'd like to connect with my angel and find out their name and if there's any messages, and especially to say thank you for pulling this short straw and putting up with me.
Any messages from her angelic side, Nikki?
Yes, putting up with you. That's amazing. First of all, darling, I don't know if you've got any German background, but there's a personal angel that I still now and then filters in to give you guidance. It's like a German name. It's like Heinrich, which is Henry, which means, or Harry, that name. I saw that name, but the actual angel that works with you, that if you connect to, you'll get results, is Archangel Michael. I saw him.
It's funny. That's funny because I have a token of St. Michael in my back pocket. And I was praying.
There you go, darling. There you go. Archangel Michael gives you the courage to make change. He gives you strength to change everything in your future. Very intelligent lady. You're very driven. And he is your main man, Archangel Michael. Brilliant royal blue ray I saw as I heard your name. And he's the one that will give you the strength to stand up for yourself, to move forward, to change whatever you need in your life. And if you've got St. Michael in your back pocket, then happy days. I knew it was right. But there is some connection with Germany for some reason. I don't know why. But as I say, your main archangel is Michael. And he's very much a rock, you know. He's a warrior angel up there. And remember, he's the one that gives us strength. He's the one with the sword. And he's the one that forges us ahead and allows us to cut away anything from our past. If any trauma from your past, any people that behaved wrongly in the past, he will cut those cords. I do a guided meditation for it on my YouTube on my YouTube channel with Archangel Michael, because he inspired me to say, right, you need to help people with this. So go have a look at that. Do the meditation. Let go of the past and forge ahead with the future. You've got many years down here, darling. So go do good things and do exciting things. Take yourself off in all different angles and push yourself, because this is the time for you now to absolutely shine, and he will help you.
Super. Thanks, Candy. Appreciate you being part of the program. You're welcome. Let's go now to Robert, Tucson, Arizona, 44 years old. Hello, Robert.
Hi, good evening, George. I have a quick question.
Sure.
My ex-girlfriend, she passed away in 2018, and her religious beliefs, she was more into witchcraft and stuff like that. And before she passed, I would try to convince her of, you know, believing in God and everything like that. And anytime I did, it would immediately cause like a fight or some kind of change in energy.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, now that she's gone, I was wondering if it's possible that she would be able to be once reunited once I pass away too, even though her affiliation with witchcraft and everything would not sit well with God. And I was just curious on how that possibly could be an inkling of hope that she might be able to be redeemed.
Right, okay, Robert. First of all, I'm very sorry for your loss. It must be horrific. I don't know if she's part of the cancer condition, but I feel like she knew she was going to pass. I feel like that she didn't have any judgment, though. Very stubborn lady. I don't know if she's brunette, but I keep seeing her more brunette than blonde. I don't know if that's a natural colour. Anyway, the whole point is down here we have human belief systems, right? But the whole essence of it is I've worked all around Europe, and we all have different names for different angels in different religions. So despite the fact that she would have worked with the Wiccan side of things down here, you know, you're not judged for what your belief systems are down here. Your soul is taken back to the source no matter what you believed in. Okay, even if you didn't believe in God or you did, you're still brought back because it's love that brings you back to the source, okay? So that means that she's gone to that place, that she is absolutely fine and happy. And no doubt the Wiccan thing was something that was more a human need or a human interest down here. So she certainly wouldn't be judged for that. The only time that I've seen people go into the judgment chamber with the cherubim are people that have taken people's lives or have gone against the soul contract and hurt people badly. So the answer is yes, she will be there. Yes, she will be reunited. And I would suspect from the synchronicity of our connection today, darling, that you'll start seeing little signs that connect you to her. I don't know if Susie connects around her or not, but I keep seeing this S initial. Again, it's very, very hazy when I'm doing very quick readings, but I can see this S initial. But Robert, you know, she's there and she's most probably looking out for you now, looking over you now, and her human belief system will not affect her soul journey back to the source to heaven.
Fantastic. Yeah, Nikki, we've only got time to do one more real quick reading for about a minute or so. So let's go to Deborah in Olympia, Washington, 64 years old. Hi, Deborah.
Hi. Blessings to everybody for all things beautiful.
Well, thank you. And you have a question for Nikki?
Yes, I do. Would there be anything standing out in particular or maybe just general that I should be careful about for my safety?
All right.
For your safety.
Careful about her safety.
Okay. Do you mean safety in respect of COVID? Or coronavirus?
Anything.
Right, for your safety. So first of all, the number one, again, for the protective element, I would definitely have Archangel Michael. We've already brought him up, but he's very good for you because he brings strength, okay? The one thing you need to do, darling, Debbie, is not to worry about things because you can almost attract things to you. If you're going out or you're exposed to someone that's not very well or something like that, just tell yourself that you're well and you're okay because your positive affirmation will not attract anything negative in, okay? Raphael, also Archangel Raphael, beautiful green ray. He acts also as a protector of travel and of you going about your own business, okay? He's not only a healer, but he also looks out for us in travel and where we're going and what we're doing. So lose the fear, know you're safe, and that sends out this wonderful affirmation to the universe that you will be kept safe. If you worry, then you'll attract that in, my love, because you've got a very strong intuition, very strong spiritual energy, and you could potentially attract it in if you worry about it. So lose the fear, go and know you're safe. Raphael and Michael with you.
Nikki, give out your websites, if you would. And you're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. You're all over the place.
Yes, I certainly am. It's Nikki Allen. It's A-L-A-N, though, because people always misspell it. So it's NikkiAllan.co.uk. I'm also on YouTube as a bedroom guru, Nikki Allen Psychic Medium. So you can see me on there and ask questions of things that I can cover. Obviously, Twitter. I have a Facebook profile, Facebook page. Instagram, I'm on all of those because I know that, you know, it's online now, isn't it? And so I try to make myself available on all those sites.
And we've got links for you at coasttocoastam.com. So what's your next project for you, Nikki?
Well, my next project is my second book. As I mentioned earlier, You Won't Leave Me, and it's a dual aspect view on how to cope with bereavement and how to deal with the loss of a loved one through a spiritual
Paul's way and also through Human Way. And then at the end of it, there's this most wonderful true stories of how people have, ordinary people have gained connection on a spiritual vibration with their loved ones again. They've proved they're alive. So I'm just polishing that book. I'm looking at doing more online courses. Already have Prison Living course going, but I'm looking at online courses and obviously online consultations, as in coaching and doing live reading.
Well, let's definitely get you back on when that latest book is finished, because we'd love to have you back on. For Michael Cosio, Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean LaDefour, Stephanie Smith, Chris Burrows, Tim Banal, Ian Punnett, and George Knapp, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.